This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Here we go, we're back, episode 232. Julian's in Dubai. You're the most tired man I've ever seen. we did a little bonus Patreon episode the other day, and we did that, and it was 3 a.m. for you. And you looked less tired then as now, and it's, what is it, 10 a.m. your time?
10 a.m. I just couldn't sleep, man. Like,
is it jet lag or something? What's going on? Like, you messaged me. We were talking about
I've
doing
been here
an
10 days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can't be.
Because we were messaging about doing one this morning. We'd planned it. And then you messaged me, and like, I was like, I think it's like 5 a.m. in like where you are now. I was like, what the fuck are you doing up?
Still?
We were good for when you're up in 18 minutes. So what, is that every night at a minute? Just ain't sleeping?
No, most nights it's all right. I don't know. It's so stupid. Like last night, I got in from the gig about like 1 a.m. or something, and I just start scrolling.
Oh, man, come on.
Like, you know when you're socializing for hours and you go back and I just like scroll just to kind of,
shit.
I don't know. And then I think it must be related.
Well, yeah, of course. If you're sitting there scrolling, it's keeping you
awake, man. I've got some melatonin from the chemist. I'm popping a couple of them. Couple of other little things, and I still ain't sleeping.
Oh man, it's
like the other night, the first night here, I took everything I could to sleep, and my brain just wouldn't sleep still, but my body's dead.
Oh man,
so I'm walking around Dubai at like 3 a.m. and I had to keep sitting down on a wall because my body was so tired, and I'm like just still walking around.
Oh shit. We're only going to do a little. This is basically just a little episode because it's my last couple
I'm
of days.
Kill myself.
And it's, Julian's going to end his life. So we're just going to wrap it up. You know what I mean? Say thanks to all of us over the years.
Thanks everyone for the support.
But we are going to wind things down. I'm coming back to London to find a new partner and at Julian's funeral. You know,
sort out which comics are going to do little new material night there.
We'll do a fundraiser, man. To get your body back, you're gonna have to fucking to repatriate.
And then you get it back, and then it works. You get it back. You're like, oh, what are we doing with it though? We didn't even really need it. Donated to science.
What do you want? Yeah, what do you want done with your body? It's just I'm not saying this is real, but like,
I want to be bummed. I want to see what it's like to have gay sex
when you're dead. Yeah, I'm gonna donate it to just some gay guys.
Pass me around Heaven Nightclub.
Can you do that? Can you donate your body just to some people, like rather than science?
You can you can donate your live body to gay guys. I don't
That's just called having sex. But but now what? Like, what's the rules on? Do you have to be buried? What are you? Or do you have to be cremated? Like, what happens if you just none of your family don't want to do anything with it, and you said like, I don't really want to be buried. Like, what happens to your body?
I just want to be. Just can you just put me in my bedroom? Just put me in the front room in my favourite chair. I don't know, man. That's an interesting. I mean, I think there's some legal obligation. Yeah. Like, there's some. I mean, you should be allowed to have your body. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Because I remember. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't think you're allowed.
It's definitely illegal because no one's ever done it.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. The suggestion is it's at least frowned upon.
About if you were stuffed by like a taxidermist?
Well, that's what I don't know if that's allowed. That's what I mean. Hang on, let me Google it.
Put in the back seat of your car.
Can you? Can
just put in the passenger seat, sitting up with shades on?
Taxidermy a human. human taxidermy. Oh, it remains illegal worldwide due to ethical and legal considerations. Fucking well, game's gone, mate. You can't even get yourself stuffed now.
It's PC gone mad, mate.
It is. It's mad shit, man. Just let me.
It's all this wokearati bullshit.
Exactly, mate. Fucking. It's crazy. I'm going to go on GB News and talk about this, man.
Isn't it, man? You can change your gender, but you can't do that. I bet you could if you change your fucking gender and then stuff, yeah?
Welcome to Headliners. So you're feeling absolutely fucked. But you're going home tomorrow, and I'm flying home today.
I'm going home tomorrow, yeah.
So this is why we just thought we'd have a quick little sneaky sort of short episode before you pass out. Just to sort of, it's the last one before we're away, and then we'll be back in the fucking same city for the first time in 6 months. It's going to be weird, isn't
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I mean, it's that thing, like, man, 6 months is a long time to be away from your own place and, like, your own stuff. And just, like, it's just, I miss it, man. I miss London. I miss, you know, I miss the gigs. I miss people. Like, yeah, I just want to, you know, I want to get home, innit?
I miss it, man. Like, I've only been away 10 days.
Yeah.
I just want it to rain on me. Although it did rain on Wednesday here. And I was and we were worried it was going to be flooded again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there was all like news. There was news alerts coming on my phone saying like, don't go to the beach, don't do this. I was like, don't worry, I'm a lazy bastard.
You message don't worry about that.
as long as it don't say don't go to brothels, we're all good. I'll start spreading the news, no worries.
Have you finished now? No more gigs?
One more gig tonight, in this hotel, so it's easy.
What hotel are you in currently?
In Duke's on the Palm.
How is it? It looks like quite a swanky room.
Yeah, it is, man. This is the presidential suite.
For the president of dog shit. For the president of losers, they sort out your special room. Oh, your room's available, sir.
Yeah, go on, man. Go in. That's it. Sit down. Do some crayons. I'm in the basement.
Janitor's cupboard. You're down with all the staff.
Janitors keep coming in and getting changed and then the next shift.
Did I tell you? Did I mention that about when I did that? I did a cruise shit gig, and I mentioned it on here. That's the first time I've ever done a gig on a cruise, and gigs were really fun. Like, it's mad. All I've ever heard is like horror stories. I know so many comics have got routines about doing gigs on cruise ships, but I think they're the ones that go out of the UK that have a very different demographic. The one I did was in Australia. And the demographic was like doing any weekend club. It was mostly like middle-aged couples and stuff.
And what kind of did you have to do? Clean like 45?
Literally,
something?
It was like, it's like a comedy club on a cruise ship, and it was just a normal easy gig, it's a big shit. And I was actually like, you know, I was nervous about the gig. Don't get me wrong, man. In my head, I was like, I'd heard horror stories. I was like, man, it's going to be a tough gig. So that was the nerves. But the other side of it, like, you know, it's a big swanky boat and all that. And I was like, this might be quite exciting to be on a cruise boat. You know, I've never been on one. A novelty of like getting on this. And then I went to my quarters, man, where I was staying, and I was down with the fucking, like,
the people
shoveling coal into a fucking engine. Like,
first dead on the Titanic. They were dead on the Titanic before it even left dock.
I could dead before, like, you lose sight of Southampton. I'm just fucking. I couldn't open the windows in my room, so I was just in like a. It felt like I was. Just
well, you're
like,
on a boat, that's why.
I mean, you know, you still have.
It kept leaking.
I couldn't even open the fucking door to the sea, but no, but you know the porthole window things. Like,
oh yeah,
there was two of them, but they were locked with this big metal thing, so I couldn't even open them.
That's because the axe escaping before the gig. Climbing out like a contortionist. One, a little spider arm comes out. Shawshank. Brawled through 3 miles of shit.
But yeah, so like, I just couldn't even see daylight, man. When I was in my room, it was just like, just me and my thoughts, man. So that was...
And your right hand.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any internet?
Yeah, there was internet. Yeah.
I've got somebody that messaging me to do the cruises, but I just don't think they're. I mean, that one sounds good, obviously, but this one is in Australia.
Yeah, I was so dubious, and then, like, you know, I had a coffee with the booker, and she's cool, and like, she was like, look, these ones aren't like what the ones you hear about, where it's like a, you know, you've got to be do. I know people that do ones where it's like, oh, you've got to do, yeah, it's all right, man, you've got to do 3 45-minute all different, all clean. What are you talking about?
It's cool.
All right.
In front of, it's great. It's just for children. You've got to do an hour and a half.
You've got to do one for kids
with balloons.
You've got to do one for all the people like that are 80 plus, and you know, they talk about it like it's fine.
It's all
like,
perfect.
No,
the last. Show you got to do balloon animals for an hour. they let you know before you're going on stage.
You got to cut someone in half, and yeah, you know, but it's fine. The gigs are lovely, like, but this one, like, I was super nervous. So yeah, I went for a coffee, and they were she was saying like, no, this one, it's like, it's listed as a comedy club. It says adults only. You know, they and sort of you do two shows in the same night, different audience. And like, she put my mind totally at rest, and I did it, and it was fine. But like, but yeah, it was for just, I remember just like the one thing I was like, oh, where, like, the actual room you stay in. I was like, but I spent most of the time just sitting up on deck and stuff and looking out at the sea, which was nice. You know what I mean?
But where did it go? Just around, like,
so it had been in New Zealand. So it went from Adelaide to New Zealand, and then around the New Zealand, like, islands. And then
while you were on it?
No. So then it came to Melbourne. I jumped on it in Melbourne and just did the last, the night before it, or 2 nights before it docked. So I did the Saturday night as it left Melbourne and went towards Adelaide.
And you got off in Adelaide?
Yeah, so I had Sunday off, and then I jumped off in Adelaide. Oh, at the time, I was feeling pretty ill. That was just before I ended up in hospital. So actually, I was feeling pretty run down. So I spent a lot of time just sleeping and stuff, but...
That's so lucky you didn't get, like, really ill there on the boat.
I know, man. Imagine getting choppered off. I did actually, in a very sort of grown-up manner before doing it. They do recommend you do it. But they say you have to, but no one checks. So apparently some comedians have got on and not done it. But I bought international cruise insurance in case I ended up getting sick. And I bought that months before. And the fact is, the fact that I almost ended up needing it was... It would have been a miracle. Like, I'd have had full insurance to get, like, choppered off and taken to a hospital and stuff.
Mm. I mean, that's quite sensible to do that, isn't it?
I
probably wouldn't have.
Oh, you wouldn't. You'd have just died in your room. Because who is it? There's a guy. What's his name? Hans. He's a German cabaret guy. And he broke his back on a ship. He fell off the stage doing a gig on a cruise ship. And it was international, and he had to get choppered. It's somewhere in Europe, and like, he got choppered to, and basically he had to pay all the costs. It cost him like £100,000 because he didn't have insurance.
Was there a sale on at the time? I saw it seems all right.
It's all right for a new Mac.
Was it Black Friday?
But yeah, so it was all all right. And but yeah, in terms of
like, fucking hell, what he got, he had to pay for the chopper and all that shit. The fuel, also, the pilot's wages. The airspace rental.
Well, if you end up in hospital overseas, if you ain't got travel insurance, you're fucked, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, you sort of, you pay the costs. It's like people that go to America and don't get bloody travel insurance end up in hospital.
I've not got travel insurance here as far as I know.
I mean, you should have it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Especially Dubai.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Sometimes the gig might provide it, you know what I mean? It might be one of them things they've sorted it for you, but I'd always, you know, yeah. I know some of my trips... I always make sure I've got it.
They are on it here, like with stuff, but I don't know about like health insurance. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Anyway, I've got a sty at the minute. Have you ever had a sty? You've crashed. I think you've crashed, mate. What's going on? Oh, that's all right. You're back.
Yeah, that's it.
I was just saying,
but everything here's like every hope. Oh, you've crowed. Oh, no, you haven't.
No, I was pointing at my eyeball. I was saying I've got a sty before it went funny. Like, look at that. I've just got a red fucking lump on my eyelid. It's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, what is a sty exactly? Ren had one.
I think
day.
Well, I went to the chemist because I was worried I had last year, do you remember I had an eye infection last year? I did the podcast with sunglasses on.
Yeah,
remember that?
That pink eye.
Yeah, it was like pink eye, but that was an infection, right? So that was fucked. But I thought about a week ago, I started getting an itchy eyelid and it was a little bit red and I was like, oh God, that's coming back. So I went to the chemist, he gave me these eye drops, like antibacterial ones that would hopefully stop it. And after a week, that it never came on. But now the eyelid is red. I went to the chemist again today and he said, I think it's a sty. And he said it's probably normally a blocked pore in your eyelid that just gets a bit red and aggravated. And it takes like a week to go down, sometimes two. And there's nothing you can do for it. You just got to just let it go. And like, you've got to put like a hot compress on it like every couple of hours and just hold it there and let it go. But it's just annoying having a red eyelid. Looks like I've got makeup on.
Does
one
it hurt arm. Or anything?
It doesn't hurt. It just feels a tiny bit aggravated.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. But it's not as bad as last year, man. My eyes were fucked. Like, it wasn't just my eyelid. My whole eyeball went red, man. Like, I looked like the devil.
Was it the same thing, but just worse? Or it was something different?
No, it was that was different. That was a bacterial thing in the actual eye itself. This one is just a little thing on the lid. So I can live with that, man. But yeah, I am excited to get back. It's been so long. 6 months is long, man. Like, starting to pack, I was like, I've sort of forgotten what I've got back home. Like, you know what I mean? I started packing clothes and I was like, I can't bring all this back. Live. Yeah, I can't remember what it looks like. Do you know what I mean? I've no idea the state of the place when we go in. Like, we've had a few people come
and I'm away from England. I miss the kind of... I even miss, like, a grey overcast day in London, you know, when it's like... I miss stuff like... I've only been away a little bit. But, just that air, London air.
Well, it's that thing, sort of, you spend time in London, like, sometimes London gets a bit heavy and you're like, fuck this place, man, I need to get to the sea. But then you go away from it for too long, you're like, nah, actually, I do miss people being like sort of a bit rude and shit. I just want like,
I know.
I want aggro. I want ag.
I know. People are so, the service here is so good. Like, you can't walk through a door without someone opening it for you and that. And at first it's kind of like nice. And then after a while, it's just like, it's a bit like, I don't know. Like, each hotel is just so like a palace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it also depends what
Polo
you're like.
Golf Club.
Some people love that. Some people love being sort of waited on hand and foot, but I hate it.
I don't actually feel like, I don't know, at first you're like, oh, this is nice, but actually I don't, I don't really feel that comfortable, no, you know what I mean?
It's a weird one, man. Like, it happens with like, you know, sort of, like, you know, the comedy festivals out here, like, I remember doing like Melbourne and sort of New Zealand and stuff in the past, and like, they look after you so well when you first, like, if when you first come out on that, like, you're getting driven around everywhere and it's almost like you're being babysat. And I remember, like, some comics love it and some comics sort of just revel in that thing of being taken, but every, like, their whole schedule is just sorted for them, and they'll get picked up and taken. Like, they'll be doing like their show, and then they've got a little spot at a comedy club down the road, and somebody will like take them down there and all that. And you know, some comics, I think, need that, and they need the babysitting when they're away from home, and like love it. But from day one, I was always like, I'll make my own way, man. I'm like, I'm fucking,
yeah,
I'm a grown up. I know how to get to a gig.
I totally get that. I can feel that a bit. Yeah, like we're getting chauffeured around, and you know, we're not even checking in the hotel. The guy's coming in, and we're just
standing there.
I know.
Passport. You know, I hear they're doing everything, like the food, everything.
And you sort of want to say, like, I know how to check into a hotel, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's not, I get it, but they're being nice, and you're not, it's not a rudeness to say I don't like it.
Yeah,
it's
they're
it
lovely. I mean, it's
for
amazing.
For me, it's always sat like, I don't know, man. It does for me. I much prefer doing things myself. I'm more independently minded.
And when everything's so perfect, if it's funny, because some of the acts, like, if there's one little thing wrong, they could be like, oh, well, there's no, I don't know, like, they've got no, like, something little.
Yeah.
They've got no Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Like, there's the one little thing in this fucking 5-star fucking restaurant. Oh, they've only got Diet Coke. They've not got Coke Zero. Like, all right. You know what I mean? You just get so entitled.
I know, man. You just want to be like, wind your neck in, man. Come on.
I know.
Yeah, I've always felt, but it's always been like, you know, that's always been the case of comedians, even just at normal gigs. People moaning about the most minute thing. And like, you're doing comedy and you're getting paid for it. You should be fucking just jumping for joy every 10 seconds that you ain't got a proper job.
There's funny stories about like the older comics that have come out here. I mean, I'm going to be one in about 4 weeks. But
you look like one now, mate, after that sleep.
like you know the older kind of comics that have been around forever, like the headliners that you know, and like they're coming out here and they're complaining about, they're ringing the booker over every little, like someone said there's not enough coat hangers in my room, but they're ringing he's in like the 6-star hotel. And like,
oh my god, man, just call reception and say, can I get a few more coat hangers?
I know. That's, but he's ringing the gig promoter.
Oh my god.
Like a house and like every little thing.
That shit, or one of them, mind, man.
One of them who, you know, like smokes loads of weed at home, but out here they can't have weed, so they're and they're like so angry, and they're all like arguing with each other.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. I know who this is.
And he comes out. What was he complaining? He was saying that the waiters and waitresses are looking at him disrespectfully, like these weird kind of. He starts paranoia. Complaining about stuff that's just in your head.
Yeah.
He's looked at me weird. He just don't like me. It's because he thinks I shouldn't be in this. They feel so out of place in this 5-star hotel that they start getting angry with everyone.
That's fucking
so
funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
not enough coat hangers.
I've heard great stories about those, like, you know, not just the Middle Eastern trips, but like just overseas gigs where people have fallen out, and you know, you end up with a bad dynamic in the tour group, and like just people are just shitty with each other, man.
Oh, mate, that'd be a nightmare.
I remember doing
it. I can't imagine I'd fall out with anyone. I'd just let them get on with it, I guess.
Well, that's it. I once did.
Depends how long you're here.
Who was it? I did a gig in the Alps. I used to do them gigs in the Alps every January towards the end of ski season and that. And it was great. If you were with the right group of people, man, you'd have the best 4 days. Like, you sort of, but if you were with a weird mix of people, man, sometimes you're like, this is just odd. And I remember doing it once with, who was it? It was Mark Walker. Do you remember Mark Walker?
Yeah.
Roy Walker's son. I always
Didn't
got on with
die?
Mark. Who?
Mark Walker.
No.
Who died?
Loads of people have died. Who died?
Everyone apart from the living people.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if I've just found out Mark Walker's died live, then that's going to be...
I don't know why. I'm like 80%. Have a Google.
He's not dead.
Sorry, Mark, if not.
He's 100% not dead. But there's no news about him. No, I mean, I've Googled him, mate. He's not. He's absolutely not dead. Who are you thinking about?
Someone. I don't know, man.
But anyway, Mark, I always got on great with Mark. Me and Mark had a lovely time. And he was a mad snowboarder, man. Like he was wild. Like most people who go snowboarding, sort of those sort of comics who went snowboarding were quite sort of, so even the decent ones, you're still sort of going down a mountain semi-leisurely, and then there'd be just a couple of lunatics like Craig Campbell, and Mark was another one who they just got these boards that were like massive and they would literally just aim down the mountain and just go straight down, like just no care for their own life. And but it was me and Mark, and it was Marty McLean. Did you ever gig with Marty McLean, the Canadian guy?
I know the name.
And
I
he
don't
could rub
know.
people up the wrong way, man. And like him and Mark, just from the moment we landed, just hated each other. Like they were just shitty with each other. Every single conversation was just ended up with an argument. And I remember just sitting in the
So
middle of it, being like, "What
crazy.
the fuck? Oh, come on, man! We're in the Alps doing nice gigs and snowboarding. Fucking stop arguing!" Like,
It's
oh.
funny for like 5 minutes. If that's in a green room in London, or like if there's an argument, it's entertaining for like 1 minute. But after like fucking 10 minutes, it's just like it's so
Was this
uncomfortable, man.
ruining your trip? I was just like, I just want to have a nice time, man. I want to do some bloody snowboarding and drink some après-ski beers. But instead, I'm listening to them quarrel. It's like being on holiday with your parents and they're not getting on. You're just like fucking sat there in the back of the car, just sad.
You got, they're trying to pull you on their side.
Oh,
You know what I
man.
mean, Carl? Like they're both trying to like.
Yeah, it was brutal, man. But I've heard some wicked ones about the Dubai trip. I've heard some good falling
Well,
outs.
someone you just mentioned properly kicked off at reception because everything's paid for. We don't pay a penny, right?
Know.
And he had to pay £3 tax because it was just they didn't. That's when they just brought the tax thing in, so the gig hadn't covered it, but they will reimburse all. It's so £3, and he is screaming at reception.
No,
He's
come on.
kicking off.
That's mad.
So I know, and I
I'm
think
at this
yeah, I think.
again. I won't name any names, but I've heard of one tour in the Middle East where, they managed to just accidentally book three people that have just don't like each other, and apparently they were all like, obviously you go down for breakfast in the hotels, and
All
you're in this.
sitting apart in
Yeah, so
this
all
empty
three of them,
breakfast
yeah,
room.
just sat as far apart as possible.
Man, that would kill me being there, like being a part of that, like the
It's funny, man.
atmosphere.
It's brutal, isn't
But
it?
she, they did that, they booked them that three on purpose
Oh, that's
because
good
they're good
fun.
comics,
Yeah, they're great comics, all three of them.
and also they're all like hard work, so they didn't want it to ruin like other comics'
And
time,
put
so they
them
just
all,
put
that's
them
a
all
good idea.
together.
Put them together, and like there won't be any beef because they won't even look at each other. That's a great idea. Oh,
Just all
man.
cancel each other out. So funny, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, I love that shit, man. I find it just, yeah, I find it funny to talk about, but when you witness a comic just
It
really being
reminds me when I was a
shitty,
kid and my
you're like, grow
parents were
up.
just fucking hating each other for like my whole childhood. It's horrible. I'd get
It's
like
yeah,
PTSD.
man, it's a horrible dynamic, isn't it? But I've seen it. I mean, I've only ever kicked off once about a hotel, and it wasn't even like a kick off. It was more like a bit of a mutiny. We got I was doing a gig once in Norwich, and they booked us into just a hotel that was unacceptable. Like, it was so far from the gig. The idea was we'd stay in Norwich for the night. Like, and that was the deal. They said, "Oh, we'll put you up in Norwich." So after the gig, like, because we were doing this tour, we did loads of little theatres together. It was like the Best of the Leicester Comedy Festival tour, 2009 or something, 2010. And it was me, Jared Christmas, Holly Walsh, Stuart Francis. And like, it was fun, man. And
Oh,
like, so they
nice.
were like, "Oh, for this Norwich one," because anyone that was like out of town enough, at the time, like, everyone lived in London. So it was like, if this one's far enough, they were like, "We'll give you a hotel. And that way you're not just constantly going to and from London and you can have a night out or whatever." And they booked us into a hotel. And when we got there, we drove into Norwich, and we had to drive like 20 minutes out of Norwich into the sticks. Not even like into some nice, secluded, like foresty place, but it was just a weird, shitty little suburb. And it was a B&B where, like, I've never been in a smaller room. And like, it was obviously what they'd done is get a room, bedroom, and they'd just put a bit of plasterboard down the middle. So me and Holly Walsh's beds were basically next to each other with an inch thick bit of plasterboard between us. Like, we could talk at the level we're talking now, just in our rooms, like separate rooms. And like, and Jared's was the same, and Stu's was the same. And we were like, we can't stay. We're miles from town. We're miles from the gig. It's totally negated the fact we can just go do the gig and have a few drinks and have a laugh, because one of us has got to drive. And like, and it just like, we just sort of went, look, man, like, it's not rude, but we can't stay here. And I remember feeling so guilty for the woman who ran like the B&B, because we checked in and then all spoke to each other and then called the promoter. And then checked out 10 minutes later. We're like, look, sorry, we're not staying here. And we just
sorry, your business you put your whole life into is unacceptable to us.
So, I don't know if you know, but we're from London. Yeah.
Sorry, but good luck with it all.
Oh, man. Yeah, I felt so guilty, but it was one of them ones where we're like, nah, man, I can't have this. I've stayed in some absolute shitholes and not complained in the past. Did you ever do the Comedy Box in Bristol when it was open?
Yeah. It still is open, isn't it?
No, not the Comedy Box, the bloody comedy. What was the other? The Jesters, sorry. The Comedy Box is still open. It's a great gig. Jesters was their one before. Like, Jesters, you had Comedy Box was like the nice one in the Hen and Chickens. And Jesters, when I first started.
I did Jesters.
It was amazing. I caught just the end of it when it was in its own, like, standalone, cool little comedy club. And then they moved to a bigger venue over the road that was actually shit. And it sort of ruined it a bit. And it ended up sort of falling apart. And the guy who ran it, I think, was a bit shady. But they used to put you up in this hotel down the road that was just fucked, man. It was a B&B.
Oh, was that the guy that wasn't paying anyone and there was all kicking off for ages?
Yeah. But the B&B, man, like, it was like an old bloke's house that you stayed in. And it was so grim. It felt like he was going to just come into your room at night and touch you. And like, it was just fucking brutal. But you just, but at the time I was new. I was like, this is all right. Yeah, I've got a B&B.
I went to Swansea busy. Once just to do a one-off gig. But you get a hotel, and I was with Henning Wayne, a German comic. Yeah. He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's good. Yeah.
And we got to the hotel. And it was just one room. We had to share a room. Man. But it was two single beds, like really, like about fucking 10 inches away from each other. And we were both just really, it was awkward.
Oh, like, did you know him well?
Not well
enough to share a bed.
No, I got to know him. I had no choice. But he's a nice guy.
I used to hear stories like that. The only one I ever did that, like, me and Al Pitcher once did three nights up in the north, and we'd been booked together, and like, and we'd been getting all right money for the gigs, but they didn't provide accommodation. We had to get our own accommodation, and me and him just for a laugh decided to get a twin room like for two nights, and it ended up just being weird, man. It was like we were at sort of a like school camp or something.
You're basically sitting next
to each other in bed, like fucking Morecambe and Wise. Just sitting.
I've seen him for years. He lives in Sweden, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
I saw him when I was in Sweden.
He's
in
a good
November.
Guy.
A lovely guy. Very funny man. Doing very well in Sweden now. But yeah,
is he Australian or a Kiwi?
He's a Kiwi, yeah.
Kiwi, yeah.
But it's weird. Yeah. I think it's. I do think, though, your standards do. You get to a point when you're doing it long enough that you're like, I'm just not going to stay in somewhere like that. Like, and that's more for your own mental health. It's not, I'm not doing it in an ego way of like, I'm not having that. You know, not do people that moan about a six-star hotel in Dubai. But like, I do think you get to a point where you're like, do you know what? I just don't. I'd rather stay at home than do that.
100%, man. I just won't do it.
No.
Like, some little crazy. I've turned up at Airbnbs before and the owner's fallen asleep and I've been able to get in.
Oh my God.
And so I've just drove and I paid for a hotel and I still haven't put a bad review though.
Yeah. Why are Airbnbs so expensive now? Like, have you
are
checked
they?
Out?
Yeah.
Mate.
I haven't done one for ages.
I'm going to Edinburgh in May just to do a couple of nights at the Monkey Barrel. And arguably it's my fault for leaving it so late. But like a few days ago, I was like, oh shit, like, I need to sort out some accommodation. I put my flights up and that. But I looked at hotels and like, you know, everyone talks about how expensive accommodation is during the Edinburgh Fringe, right? That's a big talking point. It's not just during the Fringe. I looked three nights over a weekend in May. I presume there's not much going on. Like, it's not like there's bloody, you know, loads of shit happening. And like most hotels are like 900 quid So
fucking hell.
So I was like, I'm not staying in a dormitory in a fucking hostel or something.
Oh,
so
never.
I've never done that. I'm never going to do it, man. It's just...
I know people that have done that, and I'm like, fucking hell, man. I'm going to lose money.
Especially, imagine being our age, going into a fucking... It's a bunch of like...
in some dorm on a bunk bed.
Yeah, with a bunch of 19-year-old German tourists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's no. perked your interest up.
I mean, where is this place?
Oh, it's not all bad. Are you girls from Germany, are you? Are you girls touring around Europe? Yeah, I know. Well, actually, you need tips.
Good and tag, ladies.
Well, Dan Cushion, are you? Come on. Come up here and tell me all about your trip. it's just fucking old creeps. So I've been looking. I looked on Airbnb, thinking, "Oh, I'll find a nice little cheap Airbnb." Man, Airbnb is now like, unless you want to stay 10 miles out of town in like an old lady's bedroom, like it's more expensive than hotels. I don't get. I thought the point of it was it's an affordable sort of way of doing it. I don't really understand how it works anymore.
Maybe since lockdown, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I guess a lot of Airbnbs are actual. People buying properties for Airbnb now, maybe.
But apparently the arse has fallen out of it a bit. Like people like bought that in America, it really happened where loads of people bought rental properties and then Airbnb'd it, and then the costs of Airbnb obviously have gone up, so people have stopped using Airbnb and gone back to hotels. So there's all these people that have got 4 or 5 rental properties they're fucked with, because they basically aren't getting any bookings, so they're sort of
they'd invented a new business model. Yeah. They're like, people are traveling, they need to stay somewhere. And then they realise, oh, but we've got hotels.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys who did illegally, and I'm not even going to say where, because I don't even want to sort of narrow down who they are, but they rented out, like they just got loads of rental properties and they were Airbnb them, and they were making a fucking fortune. It's so illegal. You can't sublet a rental property, let alone fucking sublet it, renting it out week by week to like people visiting. And they just did that. They rented out a bunch of places and sneakily were just Airbnb-ing it, man. Like, if they got caught, they'd be fucked.
Yeah, because I think a lot of Airbnbs were like that. Like, you know, they're council houses or something. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to rent a room out.
Yeah, you're not allowed. I mean, you're not allowed to, you know, sublet anything if you're renting. It's like literally breaks the tenancy, doesn't it? Super far. But yeah, anyway, if anyone, basically the question is, if anyone knows somewhere affordable I can stay in Edinburgh in May, the third weekend of May, May 17th I think it is, or 19th or something, a couple of nights, let me know. Get in touch with me on Instagram or Twitter or email, because yeah, I still haven't booked it. I'm doing that thing, I think, where I'm waiting. In my head, I'm like, something will come up last minute. I'll check booking.com and it'll be a sneaky deal. Like some hotel that hasn't got any bookings will just drop their prices. And that won't happen and then I'll be fucked to be on the streets for 3 days.
So that's soon then. That's like soon.
Yeah, so I land back on the 7th of May. And then a few days getting over jet lag. Weekend of gigs in London that weekend. And then next weekend, I knock up to Edinburgh, mate.
Where in London are you?
First weekend of gigs, I am. Let me have a look, mate. I've got it here. I'm going to be doing some boat shows. I'm doing the All Stars, London Comedy All Stars. I've got a few other little bits. I think I might have a 99 Club in. I've got White City House. Nice. Some nice gigs to ease back in, man. Nice sort of old regulars.
I was out last night with Sebastian, Don Ward's son.
Oh, yeah.
He's a nice Don guy. Ward owns the Comedy Store, doesn't he? And he's a nice guy, a friend.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, he wanted, he got out on it and he was asked, like, but I don't drink, do I?
I know. It's a weird one, Dubai, isn't it? Where, like, I remember being shocked the first time.
I've got
I went
there. 6 messages on Insta from him, but I've not opened them because he was trying to get me out last night.
I was shocked. I remember how party-ish it is, man. I thought it was going to, you know, you hear in your head before you go there, you think it's, I suppose it's changed now in the last 15, 20 years a lot, but it's become like a holiday hotspot, hasn't it? But when I first went there, everyone was like, oh man, you've got to be careful there, man. Like, you know. And people, I remember thinking, can I drink? And then you get there and it's like some of the biggest nightclubs in the world and stuff. And it's like, it's bizarre.
Yeah, drinking's allowed here though, isn't it? Like in Saudi, it's forbidden. Like it's not allowed. It's illegal. But
people do it though, don't they?
We went to the, I don't know, I could say this, couldn't I? We went to the inside the embassy with all like diplomats from all over the world. Yeah, shit, man.
I mean, we probably have to snip that. We'll leave that on Patreon, but man, that is, I'm going to bleep that so people listening are like, what the fuck were they doing?
But yeah, people drink here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's everyone
drinks. It's all fine, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're not as strict on things as they used to be, like, even like, you know, drunken. It used to be like you could drink, but if you show signs of drunkenness in public, you're just going to get arrested. And I think that's all gone, isn't it? You know what I mean? I think now the way it works, it's they're trying to get more people there going for tourist reasons. So they're not.
I mean, there is zero crime here. Like you could leave your mobile phone on a table and come back an hour later in a busy, and it'd still be there.
Yeah.
Like there's no crime. But
that's probably because of the very harsh sentencing for.
Yeah, and for like crimes. It's almost like eerily no crime though.
Because yeah. It's like the whole Singapore thing, isn't it? You know, when you go to Singapore and it's like.
Yeah,
so clean. It's so like, clean. Oh, yeah, the streets are prison. If you chew chewing gum and drop it or something, you know what I mean, it's like
yeah,
of course it's clean. It's
like there's zero homeless. There's zero homeless. They're
probably all
here.
Fucking buried in a ditch somewhere or something. Yeah, you know what I mean, so there's a weird. There, I know what you mean. There's a creepiness to it.
Yeah, there's an eeriness
when you
to
come
it,
from like London, which is like ghetto, man.
Yeah, I want the risk of being stabbed up.
Let's wrap it up, man. It's like we said, we just want to have a quick chat because you're knackered and I don't want to ruin your day. You need to get some sleep, mate. Are you going to try and get some day sleep?
I'm going to go down to the breakfast and I'll see how it goes.
Have you been in the gym? What the hotel gym's been like?
Not bad. I went a couple of times, not a lot.
Yeah.
Not as much as I had planned.
Yes.
But I'm going to go today if I can. We'll see how I feel, man.
Yeah.
But they've got a private beach on this hotel, so I might go and try and get some rays.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
But do you need sunscreen? You need sunscreen, or do you just go?
Yeah, I wear sunscreen anyway every day in like on my face, 50 factor, like a
for
proper
skin.
One.
That's
but
for your skin, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got no body one though. I'll see how it goes. I'm only gonna do like half an hour in the sun anyway.
Yeah. Like half an hour in Dubai sun, man, I'd be red. I'd be like a fucking Coke can or something, man. No, I'd burn so
I want to come back with a bit of colour, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, we'll go down the beach, mate, and then we're going to be back to normal next week, man. Holy shit.
Next week.
Thanks, everyone, for sticking with us while we've been overseas apart.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks to our patrons.
I saw Tim as well yesterday, a patron, Tim.
Yeah, Tim College. Everyone should check out his Instagram. Tim's a personal trainer.
Check
He's got his own
Tim.
Gym over there in Dubai.
I didn't credit the photo.
Is his gym in Abu Dhabi or Dubai? I can't remember.
Abu Dhabi.
But
very excellent PT.
Yeah, his videos online. He does really good instructional videos online.
Very strapping gentleman.
A lovely man to boot.
Yeah.
But thanks, patrons. If you want to sign up as patron for extra stuff, you can see the episode we did the other day where you definitely said something that would get you arrested where you currently are. So look,
I know
that one wasn't a public episode.
You know, that's 4 years in prison.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh man, if you ended up in prison in Dubai, it'd be so brutal, but it would be funny as well, man. Like,
it'd be funny for 2 weeks. 4 years would be. Know, a little bit of a
The
disaster.
Joke would wear off, I reckon.
I'd stop laughing after about a year and a half.
Oh man. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thank you guys. We love you.
We love you. Take care.
I think
you died of AIDS in an alleyway.